Happy, 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 happy Monday. How are you?
And how was your weekend? Was it awesome? I hope so. Hope you had a good weekend, got some rest, got a chance to do some things for yourself. Now the week's back, everything goes, what my grandfather used to say, to hell in a handbasket. Not necessarily. I mean, my goal in life is to kind of roll through all 7 days of the week and basically make them the same. I just get out of bed and be happy. That's what I want to do. How about you? One of the ways we do that is to be more productive. Oh my God, he said the P word. Productivity. It's not that difficult, but it does take a little self-discipline. Today, I'm going to give you a few ideas. You're going to have to use your discipline muscle. You're going to have to. If you do this, you'll be more productive. You get more done, you'll be happier, okay? That's show. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Every single day, it's really simple. I know that life begins when you move. You get an idea, you believe in it, you know you can do it, and you go after it. I know that happens, and we want that at spring into action mode, right? But pretty much as soon as you do that, as soon as you make that first phone call or send that first email or go meet that first person, stuff happens. Life falls apart, gets in the way. Maybe it's your health. Some people decide to set a goal, and I've just heard recently from folks doing this, and then they get COVID. It sets them back for a time. Life gets in the way. So we're all about consistency, all about having that plan, all about staying focused, and no matter what gets in the way, even if we had to pause for a little bit, we're going to get back to it. That's what this show ultimately does. I'm happy to have you here today. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com, and the purveyor of Scott Logic. It's that mystical form of common sense that only I have. Nobody else has it. Well, even if your name is Scott, you probably don't have that. But it's this thing, this wisdom that looks at the world differently and says, that's upside down. Let me flip it back around for you. Do it this way, not that way. Why? Because this way it works and that way it doesn't work. That's what we'll do on today's show. Get ready for the ride. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Monday. We always ask the question, have you done your homework? I've done this now for 15 years. Here's what it means. Most people I see, including you, and 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 you, all you newbies, very likely, never take any time to think about what you really want and how's your life really going. You might think about what you really want. You might think about how life is bad, but that's about it. You don't go any deeper. So what I want you to do is I want to ask a simple question. How's my life going? The answer should be yes. Going really good? No, not going really good. No matter which one you get, you should say, oh, it's going really great. How do I keep it going that way? If it's going really poorly, how do I change it? The very act of taking a moment to decide what you like and what you don't like will cue, for lack of a better term, kind of the law of attraction kind of comes to life because now you know what you're attracted to and you start going for it. So do it today when the show is done. Take about 5 minutes. Just ask that question. How's my life going? So let's talk productivity because this is a struggle for almost everybody. First off, you're trying to do too much. I'll just say it right off the top. You're trying to do too much. You know it. I know it. There's too much to do. And depending on your season of life, I was talking to my niece yesterday. She's got two boys. I think they're both under 4 years old. She has no time in her life at all with a full-time job. None. I get it. But still, there are areas of your life when you're trying to do too much, and we need to deal with that first. So I'm going to kind of take you down a road. If you're smart, you'll take some notes and listen to these couple of very simple things I'm going to tell you today. Forget about all the fancy stuff you hear on the internet. This is basic 101 stuff that you should know, and you probably already do, but you're not disciplining yourself. Uh-oh, the D word. The only one worse is the A word, accountability. And the R word really sucks too, responsible. Oh my God. All right, so the first rule of being more productive is pretty simple. You got to decide what's important to you. More work for me to do? Yeah. If you don't know what's important for you to do, and yes, some days it might be, I just got to pay the bills today. And other days, I have a dream I need to make come true. You have to decide what's important to you, and it's personal. It's going to be ever-changing probably, but once you figure that out, productivity gets easier. Because once you know what's important for you, you're going to focus. So the second rule is to take control of your day. So what's important, and you need to take control of your day. Now, I know this is kind of hard sometimes because the day is like the weather. It happens, and you get up in the morning like, what happened? I slept well, but my back hurts. What am I going to do now? I get it. So the first thing I want you to do today, here's some practice for you. I want you to say yes to yourself before you say anything to anybody else. Decide what you want to do today, what's important to you, and give yourself a chance to go do it. Just say, I am the focus of my day. And it should be every single day, by the way. Meetings, phone calls, casual conversations, all that kind of stuff that pops up. If it doesn't fit what you said yes to yourself for, say no to it. If it's not currently on your list, just say no to it. That's a hard one, I know. We need you in a meeting. Really? Decide. What's important to you? Stay on focus. Let me relate it to the gym. You're trying to get a workout in, and that guy, possibly me, wants to talk to you. If I say yes to myself, me being you, I'm going to say, I got to work out and stay on my workout. I'm not going to let some guy chat at me while I'm trying to exercise. Same thing. Next, I want you to control your focus and where your attention goes. Now, that's kind of hard to do all day because we drift around. But if you start looking at your incoming communication, like your email and your social media, Facebook, most people are surfing Facebook 4.5 work weeks a year, about 160 hours a year, 4.5 work weeks, how much you get paid every single week. That's how much you just pay to be on Facebook. So focus your attention on what you want and also get off somebody else's to-do list and don't let them recruit you onto their list. Don't let anybody say, hey, can you do me a favor? Be careful. You just got on their to-do list. Careful, careful, careful. Say no more than you say yes. So these couple of things, you're looking at what you want to do. We're looking at how, you know, how you want your day to go. Say yes to yourself first. Avoid stuff that kind of interrupts your flow. That's really basic stuff, but that's the hardest thing to do. Nobody likes to say no, do you? I don't like to say no. Well, yeah, I do actually. I love to say no. I hate to hear no. You say no to me, I'm going to talk you into it. No matter how much you gain control, I want you to accept something. An interruption is going to be, it's just going to be there. It's always going to be around. So since we know you're always going to be interrupted, since we know it's always going to happen, since we know life is never going to be exactly how you want it to be, why don't we just accept it, plan for it, and allow time for them? So if you know, that's why I only schedule 50% of my day. Because I know stuff is going to happen. That's the next thing I'm going to talk about here. Only schedule 50% of your day. If you work an 8-hour day, 4 hours of meetings, 4 hours of calls, 4 hours of activity is all you should schedule. You will not have time for anything else because interruptions. It allows time for the unexpected. So plan those 4 hours, that's 50% of your day, get stuff done. If nothing shows up, stay focused. You'll get more done. And finally, let's talk about multitasking. You can multitask simple things, but you're not really doing that. Your mind is kind of on autopilot. It's repeatable patterns. It's doing things that are simple. But do not try to do anything that requires your focus and multitasking. Your brain can only do at least pretty much one thing at a time if it's deeply focused. That's it. It might be able to do two or three things kind of focused. Multitasking, a total complete myth. Other than very simple stuff you do on autopilot, anything else that requires focus, you can't do. Stop it. It's going to make you less productive. You're going to take it 10 times as long to get done what you want to get done. Don't do it. Finish a task, get the next one done. If you can, you'll cross the finish line sooner. So some simple stuff. So what happens next, by the way, after you get productivity figured out? Everything happens next. Everything. So whatever happens today, say yes to yourself first, decide what's important to you, keep moving forward, and you will get eventually everything you want. It will take some time. Lots of times I'll relate it to weight loss. Anybody who's ever lost weight, I'm a professional at that, by the way. Anybody that's gaining and losing, I'm a professional. But what you'll find is that weight loss is just going to be 2 pounds a week, right? That's it. It's going to take time. I know you're going to lose 10 pounds a week, but it's going to be 2 pounds a week. And if you got 50 pounds to lose, it's going to be a while. That's all there is to it. Same thing with everything else in life. Everything takes time. Treat yourself and your time and your focus as an investment and watch what happens. Over time, it will be magical to you. All right, coming up tomorrow, 3 stages of relationships. There's only 3 places you can be. Which one are you? We'll find out tomorrow. Later on the week, we also got some requests. I want you to be yourself a bit on Wednesday's show. How to plan for changing times on Thursday and Friday. Ditch the crazy world around you. Let's keep it simple. It's going to be a fun week. Come on back tomorrow. I'll see you on the Daily Boost.